SHL Podcast. Learning Snippets bei SHL, Schweizerische Hotelfachschule Luzern. Simply listen and learn.
Welcome to the Learning Snippets, the art of selling. During my sales training around the globe, I have spotted that people from different cultures have similar problems with selling services and product to customers. Mostly, they feel uncomfortable. They're not sure if the product is worth the money. To be honest, I am not a typical salesperson. I'm a specialist customer experience creator. And yes, along that way, I'm selling products and services to my customer. But that's not my initial intention. Because I do only focus on one single thing. How can I make the stay of my guest more memorable, more individual? And how can I match the needs of my customers with services that we provide? Let me explain the specialized customer experience conversation in 5 easy steps. Preparation. Information is key to sell. That is why Google is so successful, right? Now, questions you must answer before you get in contact with your customer is the customer a first-timer or is it a loyal customer? Was the customer already in contact with someone else in the company? Talk to your team. Check if there are emails, chats. Maybe there are already complaints from that particular customer. And if you have some extra time, or it is a very important deal, find out some information about your customer online. It's very easy to find out whom your customer is following and what kind of articles your customer likes. By the way, if you do not have time to research and prepare, like for example with a walk-in guest, so this is a guest who walks into a hotel without a reservation, then you have to ask some more questions in the beginning to collect important information about that customer. Tune in. Now we are prepared with the information and we are ready tuning in. Or how I can call it sometimes, establish a connection between the customer and you. And believe me, this connection is crucial because without the connection, you will not be able to sell anything to your customer. And please keep 2 areas in mind while you're tuning in. On one hand, verbally. The way you speak is crucial. The language you're using is very important. The speed needs to be adjusted depending on the customer. I give you an example. If you are a native English speaker, but your customer is not, then you have to slow down, not using difficult language, because then your customer will understand you better. On the other hand, nonverbal. That's kind of a package that needs to be right. Your appearance needs to be fresh. Your facial expression, smiling. Your posture, connected with the ground. Perfect grooming. Now, that's one of the reasons why we have grooming standards at our school. Because people trust more likely someone who looks professional. Now, let's say you're working at the reception and your guest arrives. And after the welcome, you could, for example, ask, "Do you have any time to enjoy the city during your stay?" Now, let's assume your guest says, "Oh no, I do have many appointments." Identify opportunity. Now, smart selling means from the beginning, you always have to anticipate needs of your customer. Try to solve their problems and they will connect with you. So what does that mean? The key is to ask not only general questions like, "Is there anything else that I can do for you?" Rather ask direct sales questions, where you find out valuable information that can help you to sell. Now, with the customer that we just welcomed, you could ask the following direct sales question. Am I right with my assumption that you have a very tight schedule today? Match needs. So let's assume this guest from above is replying, "Oh, yes, sir. It's a crazy day. My appointments are at different locations in the city. And in the evening, I have to meet a business partner for dinner, and I haven't even organized it." Now, this is the beauty of asking questions. Because all this information is very valuable, and now we can start to give the customer the feeling that we care. It's not a feeling, because we care, right? And we match the services that we have with the needs of our customers. So, what would I say in that situation? As you have appointments at different places in the city, and in the evening, you have to organize a dinner, I could do something for you, very specialized. I can organize right away a transportation, so you can have some time and save some time in between your appointments, and the transportation, they will bring you from point A to point B, and you don't have to take care of that. And by the way, about your check-in, if you want, you can just drop your bags right now here and you can go right away to your appointments. And when you come back, we can do your check-in in the room. So you're more relaxed and you will have some more time preparing as well for your dinner. By the way, about your dinner, if you want, I could call my restaurant manager because we have those nice corner tables with some more privacy, which might fit very well for your business dinner, but only if that would support your plans. Now, ladies and gentlemen, most probably this guest will be happy because what we did is we offered the guest real solutions for the problems that the guest has. And now we have to move on to our last step. Seek agreement. Now I want to close the deal with the following sentence. So, can I go ahead and make sure you save some time during your day and organize everything for you? The key takeaways of this learning snippets are, first, be informed before your customer arrives. Second, take time to establish a connection to your customer. Third, ask questions to find out the clear needs of your customer. Fourth, match the needs of your customer with your services and products. Fifth, close the deal. So I wish you already all the best and good luck for the next customer where you create a unique individual service for them to match their needs.